escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. At 5:20, we'll have on with us Scott Sidwell, Associate Athletic Director at Colorado State. He'll break down the new NIL deal that was cut between the players and the schools and everything else. And again, they can have all the rules in the world. Somebody's out to get around it. It's just like any tax law that gets passed in the United States. They got people trying to figure out how to get around it. And that's just part of it. But we'll have Scott to talk to us about the new NIL deal and how it's going to be distributed among the athletes. And some schools will do it differently from others because of what they call priority on the athletic departments that they want to funnel money to. Charlie, we don't talk a lot about Major League Baseball until, say, after the All-Star break. And really, LSU Tigers are our Major League Baseball team. But, man, I want to bring this up. The Miami Marlins, they've won 9 out of the last 10 games. They beat the Twins today 4-1. It was one of the most bet games out there. And maybe because the Twins are so sorry is why, you know, money went on the Miami Marlins. I think right now the Marlins are in third place in the National League East. But to win 9 of 10 games, man, you rolling pretty good for the Marlins.
You know, Mike, it's super funny because I saw a tweet the other day that said the Marlins have leapfrogged the Atlanta Braves in the NL East standings.
Good goodness.
And that the Ronald Acuna trade to the Houston Astros is going to be feeding families for generations. That is a pipe dream. But it is funny to see, Mike, because the Marlins, despite this little run that they're on, they're still 7 games below 500. And their run differential is minus 70 as opposed to the Braves that they've now leapfrogged in the standings at plus 13. That's an 83 differential in run differential, Mike. So it's pretty impressive to see. But listen, I know that we don't talk about baseball too often, but I'm eating pretty well as an Astros fan. Unfortunately, they dropped the series finale to the Colorado Rockies today.
Yuck.
Just awful. An awful, awful team that is on pace to finish with one of the worst records in MLB history. Unfortunately, the Astros couldn't get a sweep there, but I kind of, when you have teams that bad, and I've talked to some of our listeners about this on the text line, that you just kind of want to see a team keep losing, and it's almost kind of a morbid curiosity to see how bad this team can be, and you feel bad for the players in a sense, because that is a brutal 162-game season to go through if you only win, like, 40 games, but at the same time, like, it's kind of fun to watch. How bad can this team be? It was the same thing with the White Sox last year. So how bad can the Colorado Rockies be in the 2025 season? It's going to be something to keep an eye on.
I don't know. The Twins ain't too good either, Charlie. Oh,
yeah. I mean, you're talking about the AL Central entirely has been awful basically for the past month or so. I saw that the Tigers have slowed down slightly from their really torrid pace to start the season. But, I mean, it helps that Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City, and Chicago are all below 500. So the Tigers have no competition. in the AL Central. Meanwhile, the Astros are going to have to hold off Seattle, I think, in the second half of the season, and hopefully they can do that.
Charlie, you brought it up in the first hour. Mike Scotto brought it up from The Athletic that the Pelicans have waived Antonio Reeves, the second-year guard. Now, the prior regime traded up in round two to get Reeves. He averaged almost 7 points a game last year. And he was known for being the deep shooter, you know, a guy that could shoot it from way out. And he was almost a 40% three-point range guy. So this comes as a little bit of a surprise, but it goes to show he does not fit what Troy Weaver and Joe Dumars envisions for the Pelicans.
So I have a few thoughts on this, Mike, and I promise we will get to Scott Sidwell ASAP and get him on to talk about NIL. Antonio Reeves, I thought, showed flashes at the end of last season, and I went and looked it up, and the numbers kind of backed my theory up. I mean, as far as play time, especially in April, basically the final week and a half or 2 weeks of the season, when a lot of folks were injured and the Pelicans were just kind of crawling to the finish line, trying to finish that 82-game regular season, Reeves had easily his highest minutes played of any month of the season, basically double the second closest. He played 33 minutes per game in the final 2 weeks, Mike. And over that stretch, he took about 14 shots per game. You got a good look at him because he took about 7 threes per game. Almost half of his shot attempts were from three-point range. In that stretch, 16.6 points per game, 2.9 rebounds per game, 1.7 assists per game, 44% from the field, 34% from three. So you got a decent look at him in an extended run late in the year. I thought you saw some pretty good things. The one thing about it, though, Mike, he wasn't great defensively, and I know that he's not. A little bit of an older guard.
Never been.
Well, he doesn't have the frame, right? Yep. He's kind of a slim build. He's, like, more tall, but he's not thickly built. He's not built to be in front of NBA forward specifically as a wing player. So about 6'5", 200 pounds, and I think 200 may even be pushing it a little bit, Mike. But once again, like, decent numbers offensively. I think it's more of Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver saying that we want to go a different direction with that roster spot, so we'll see what they decide to end up doing. But it definitely wasn't anything to do with his contract, as you mentioned in the first hour, Mike, because he was a second-round pick that this team had traded up for, and the 47th overall pick in the 2024 draft. It wasn't like he was making a ton of money here. It was just a matter of he didn't fit the vision that Troy Weaver and Joe Dumars had for the bench for the Pelicans. And so they ended up waving him and cutting him loose.
I'm glad you brought it up because we talked about it in the first hour. Somebody texted me, Mike, this is all done to create cap space. Cap space? He was a second-round pick.
Exactly.
He's a second-year guy. Come on, you're not creating that much money by cutting Austin Reeves loose. And I suspect he won't be a free agent for long. No. Somebody will sign him up just based off of the fact that he was a really good long-range shooter in college. I think he gets downgraded like a lot of other guys when they go the entire route in college, which he did. He went the entire time there, and you get, it's really sad to say, but it happened to Herb. Exact same thing. You get dropped in the draft. They're ready to take a chance on an 18, 19-year-old guy. The 23, maybe 24-year-old, they're not going to do that.
So he started his career at Illinois State in 2019, Mike, as you had mentioned, before transferring to Kentucky. And then he was an older draft pick. And it's actually the same thing that happened with the second-round pick this year. The 40th overall selection, the Pelicans and Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver used on Micah Peavy out of Georgetown. But that was the guy that was in college for a long time too, Mike. He's more of a defensive-minded wing. So maybe that's kind of what they're expecting. They're moving on from Antonio Reeves, and they want, you know, Micah Peavy to have that spot in the rotation and be able to play minutes right off the bat. Because just like Reeves, he was an older prospect that was selected in the second round, like 23 years old, starting his NBA career because he spent 6 years in college. So it's an interesting decision that Dumars and Weavers made. But with Antonio Reeves, I think that he will find a spot somewhere, given that teams have the tape on him. Like, he was able to get an extended run late in the season last year for the Pelicans, and he showed some good things. So this is why it's a little bit confusing for me, Mike. But at the end of the day, once again, as we've mentioned multiple times over the past few weeks, these are the new front office putting their stamp on things. And Antonio Reeves was obviously someone that they didn't see as a future piece.
Like it, this is Joe Dumars' team. And he is putting his fingerprint, toe print, any other body part print on every move he makes. You can tell he's not waiting around. It's not going to be, I'm going to wait and kind of look around. He's making moves now to see if it all turns out well. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll have on with us Scott Sidwell, Associate Athletic Director at Colorado State, to talk to us a little bit about the new NIL rules. And already you can take it to the bank. They got people trying to work around those rules. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Deputy Athletic Director and Chief Operating Officer at Colorado State University, Scott Sidwell. Scott, great to have you on the program, and also super to see you last week at Manning Passing Academy.
Yeah, it's always great to get back down to South Louisiana, Mike, and obviously that weekend is real special there at Manning Passing Academy in Thibodaux, and great to see you and all the great folks of South Louisiana.
Scott, I'll never forget, your dad, God bless him. Every time you'd bring him to the Manning camp, he'd always, come over, and I'd go talk to him, and he was like, you treating the cannon okay? He's okay. I was like, man, Coach, I'm doing the best I can with Bob. He would bust out laughing, but it was the same comment every time I saw him. Hey, you taking care of the cannon? You treating him okay? Yeah, Coach, I'm doing the best I can on that part. And he knew exactly where I was going. He said, you don't need to tell me no more. I got it.
Yes. Yes. No, it's been, listen, I was counting up the years when they go through all the roll calls. It's been 29 years, and I think I've been blessed and fortunate enough to be a part of 23 of them. And it's just a magical experience, I think, for all the people that are involved, from the folks that are putting it on operationally, certainly for all those young men and that are coming through there as quarterbacks and receivers. And it's a real testament to Archie and the Manning boys and their family for what they do for the game of football. And I think it's just going to be continue to grow and be a special time for everybody.
And what it's done for the area. Scott, I still live on the bayou, and to see these three camps that pop up here, Louisiana Line Camp, they had a record-breaking group this year, almost 770 young men, over 1,450 people at Manning Passing Academy. We're going to have the pro football camp with Dr. David Elias. We'll have him on next week to talk about his camp that's coming up real soon. So, man, it's just amazing how in this little small sleepy town in South Louisiana, they've become the hub for football in the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, certainly the town of Thibodeau and you know, hats off to Dr. Clune and Jonathan Terrell, the AD, and Timmy Rebo, who just retired and helped build all of what you see there. And now Tommy Ryback, he taking over. And really, you know, if you think about it from a perspective of not just recruiting folks to Thibodeau and to Nicholls State, but look, recruiting them to be students and enrolling, you know, students to come down there and experience it. So it's a great, you know, opportunity for economic development for the region, but also I think for Nicholls State University to help grow and thrive and expose a lot of, you know, young people to that campus and potentially be students.
Yeah, no question about it. Scott, brought you on to talk about the new NIL rules, and you and I were talking about this last week. As the rules get put in place, it's almost like new tax laws. Okay, they always got people that are fixing to work around it, and we know exactly what that means. They're going to go back to doing what they did in the past and kind of sliding money around a little bit. But kind of explain to everybody kind of how this new NIL and the rules involved with it and the deal they cut and how it's distributed. And for every school, the money distribution is going to be different for the different athletics depending on what you prioritize.
Correct. You know, with the House settlement going through, and then just this week on July 1st, it's now for the first time in the history of the NCAA that schools can directly compensate, you know, students who are athletes on their campuses. Now, we've all agreed through the association, people had the opportunity to opt into, you know, the revenue sharing cap. And that was determined by taking all the Power Four schools and you know, group of five schools and saying, okay, what is the average amount of revenue that is, you know, generated amongst those schools? And then it was agreed upon between, you know, the plaintiffs and the defendants in the case that 22% of that would be shared directly with the athletes based upon a distribution that each school determines, you know, is in their own department and in their best interest. Now, NIL, you know, that is a part of it. It's the rev share is because they are, you know, now allowed to generate name, image, and likeness. But there's also, you know, above and beyond that 22%, which in this first year is going to be $20.5 million, you know, athletes can go and cut their own deals up beyond that, and that is going to be governed by the Collegiate Sports Commission, which was formed. And then, you know, Deloitte has been hired to come in and really adjudicate that and make sure that it's governed in a way from a compliance, because now we have, you know, a cap just like the pros do. And so from that perspective, everybody's got to play in the sandbox together and make sure that, hey, if it's a cap, it's a cap. And if those athletes that can go into the marketplace, and I'll use Thibodeau as an example or South Louisiana, if you can go to Rouse's and they think that that's good for their business to have you represent them, or you can go to, you know, Raising Cane's like Livy Dunn did at LSU, and that's really good for their business, then they can hire that young person to do that and represent them in a marketing perspective. So there's a cap, and then there's going to be opportunities for athletes above and beyond the cap, which is what they're considering NIL.
Scott, one of the things is the fact, like with at LSU, we know a big chunk of that money certainly going to football, but they have put so much emphasis on baseball. Basketball is sort of trying to catch up now to put money into the basketball program. You also have the gymnastics team, track and field, you name it, and kind of how that gets distributed all across the board. But for a school like Colorado State, their part of this and how it's distributed will not be a certain percentage. Well, this is dedicated to this, this is dedicated to that, and all schools will do that. That's not the case across the board, because some schools, and I brought it up, like Kentucky, they're going to put much more emphasis on money for the athletes for college basketball than, say, probably an LSU will.
Correct. And so from that perspective, you know, certainly as you look at it, what was settled in back pay for all the athletes when this started back in 2016, back with the EA Sports Ed O'Bannon case, which is where this all started and then ultimately was, you know, settled here through the House case and Hubbard and a few others that came along and were combined into the ultimate settlement, is that, you know, it was 75% to football, 15% to men's basketball, 5% to women's basketball, and 5% to the rest of the other sports. That's how it was settled for those who came before. Now, going forward, schools will decide how they're going to distribute that 20.5 million, you know, which is representative of the 22%, which I just talked about. But the thing that people need to also realize is that every 3 years, I believe, it resets based upon the market conditions, and it goes up 4% every year. So in 3 to 4 years, you could see this cap well north of, you know, 27, 30 million and rising as revenues continue to rise inside the conferences and the schools.
Scott, you might not want to answer this because it can get you in trouble, but the NCAA sure screwed the pooch with this. Had they been more liberal in the way money was, you know, to athletes, we wouldn't have had this explosion that has happened over the last 5 or 6 years. The NCAA has become the biggest bookie in the world. Now it's almost no. So don't answer that because it could get you in trouble. You're employed in that field, but in essence, they were collecting money and didn't do a damn thing for any of the college athletics. Now, if I've got to take advertising time to advertise on television and radio of what I'm doing for the student athlete, that tells you ain't doing much. So to me, the NCAA put in a bad perspective and lost every court case you could imagine. But it was Ed O'Bannon that really opened the door here for this explosion of money that now it's seen now. Some older people that will call in or text, they upset with the players. Don't be upset with the players. Be upset with the grown-ups. They created this mess.
Well, here's what I would say. I think, look, it's been a complicated issue and one that, you know, the association, right, the NCAA is an association of all the schools. So there's representatives of each school, and ultimately the college presidents make up the board. And so that, you know, when you talk about the NCAA screwed up, well, we all, you know, we all had a hand in that. Every school that was a member of that, because we voted rules that were restrictive, and that was it found to be in violation of antitrust. And so it's really about the restrictions we put on compensation of athletes, because here's the thing that ultimately, as you go back and look at all of this from 2016 and beyond, you also at the same time saw a huge explosion of revenues through media rights deals. And, you know, back in 2016, coaches weren't getting paid 10, 12, 15 million. And all of a sudden you saw all these, you know, rates rise. You saw hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars going into facilities with, you know, all kinds of lavish things, or what people perceive to be lavish things, in these facilities that are on average much better than most pro facilities when you talk about the football buildings and those types of things. So, you know, someone told me along the way in this is that in a market, the money will always find the opening, right? And whether that's in the stock market or whether that's in whatever, you know, you're trading commodities or where. Well, in this case, the money found its way because of the rise in revenues that were being generated. It found its way into things that didn't go to help, you know, directly compensate the athletes. That's what caused Ed O'Bannon to say, wait a minute, you can't use my name in a video game after I've graduated from UCLA, and he won, right? And then that ultimately led to a long, long series of cases that ultimately just got settled. So this, to me, is really about market forces and about, you know, restrictive nature of how we handle things. And now we don't. And that's a really good thing. I mean, I'll certainly go on record with that. I think it's great that the athletes have the opportunity to monetize their name, image, and likeness, and now they can do it through rev share, which is driving a lot of revenue generation for the schools. And, you know, look, schools, like they always have, will have to decide how they're going to maximize their opportunity, because I believe, and I believe a lot of people in the industry believe this too, is that ultimately you got to win games on Saturdays, and you got to win games in the wintertime on your basketball court. And people like to see winning championships, and they will support that. They will support winners. So the revenues are going to keep going up. People are going to keep watching games. People are going to keep coming to games. People are going to keep charging more. And so now the athletes that are actually performing on the court and on the field are going to have an opportunity to monetize that, and that's a really good thing.
Scott, the other thing, too, is, and I tell this to people all the time, we in another generation, people like my mom, dad's age, their deal is, you know, if you want to give money to a school, you do that after I pass away. You do what you want with my money after I pass away. Today, you have a little older generation that's saying, you know what, I'm willing to give money to a school, but I want to see the fruits of that. I want to see what you're doing with my money. I am willing to give it to you, but I want to see how you're using it while I'm still breathing. And I think we've reached that generation that is willing to give you money if they have it. And God bless them, if they have it and they have enough money to give to their own prospective schools, they can do that. But I think in years past, a lot of older people would refuse to do it.
Well, if you think about the history and what you're talking about, there is how people have, you know, philanthropically supported, you know, the schools over time. For a long time, it was, we got to make sure we have all endowed scholarships. And then we went into an era where it was more about, you know, building a facility. And then it became, okay, now we got to pay our coaches. Well, now we've just added another piece to that. And we have to really work hard to find those who are going to, you know, support, you know, the school in a way that allows the school to invest those resources. And with a cap on it, you got to be really smart about how you do it. And you still got to go find great players. And now you have to compensate them in a way that they want to come be and play for you, right? And those in the community that want to, you know, support them through their businesses and the like can now do that too. So there's ways for just different. That's all. There's ways for people to do it. And I certainly agree with you that for a long time, because it was restrictive, you didn't have the opportunity to support people in that manner. And now you do. And that brings along a whole other generation of people who do want to support it in that way.
Absolutely. I agree with you. The other thing and it's being reported that LSU is looking at maybe putting patches on their uniforms, you know, a commercial patch. And we've seen this certainly in NASCAR where, you know, you look at the uniform, man, they got commercial patches from top to bottom in that. And the thought is that this is going to happen in college football, college basketball, college baseball. It's a new way to generate money for the school. And I don't know if you guys are going to do it, but I'll be willing to bet you a lot of money that guy down the road, Coach Prime, he's looking at that.
Well, here's the irony in it. For years and years and years, there's already a commercial patch on the jersey.
That's it.
It's called Nike and Under Armour and Adidas, right? So we've been doing this for a long time, right? It's just now we're going to add a second patch. When you go play in the All-State Sugar Bowl, when you go, you know, play in the AT&T Rose Bowl, what, you know, all the different things that you play, and you wear that jersey, you wear that patch for the bowl game, and it has a corporate spot. So this isn't anything new. What's new is that's going to generate more money to help go into how you're going to solve, you know, to get to the cap, and then how you're going to do things to compensate NIL above the cap through corporate sponsors. And so that's just a new wrinkle to how we do things. But I do find it ironic that we're talking about jersey patches and we've had corporate logos on there for a long, long time.
Yeah. And now it'll be a second patch on there.
Correct.
To create more money. And I'm sure every school will all be involved with someone. Might not be the Nike or something, but it'll be maybe somebody locally.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that's anybody. Good for the school, and also good also for the company that's looking to invest in it.
Yes, yes. Which, listen, at the end of the day, what we've always wanted to do is we've always wanted to grow affinity between the players and the fans and the alumni, right? And so now that they're representing corporate sponsors in the local market and then the national market, you get to know them even better. You get to see them. You get to find out who they are. And I see that as a really good thing, right? I mean, I see that's an opportunity for young men and women to grow and learn about, you know, business or maybe a little bit earlier than they used to in the past. But hey, at the end of the day, as long as it's on a campus and it's in an academy, right, of academia, our job is to educate them. Now we have to educate them about how this all works too.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I want to get you back on before the season starts in football, because I think partly this is, too, is how television has affected people going to games. And if you can, now you can watch basically any game you want on television. You know, if you're willing to spend the money, now you might have to get extended cable and everything, all the other channels with it. How that has affected people being on campus, because I do think that's the other part of this. Some people don't realize there is that effect that's going to happen because of you being able to watch virtually every game on TV today and not being in the stadium. And that does have a revenue effect on you guys.
Yeah, there's always a give and a take, and always something coming down the pike. You just have to be willing to embrace all that, and love to be back on with you, Mike. Always enjoy being on with you guys, and give my best to everybody there at home, okay?
We'll do it. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Scott Sidwell,
thanks, Mike.
Associate Athletic Director at Colorado State, talking to us about the NIL rules. And again, man, it's a complicated gig all the way around. I do agree with him. Players needed to be compensated. Now, Scott, I know he can't say too much because he's part of the NCAA, but man, come on. The NCAA messed this up every step of the way and losing hundreds and hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars in court cases trying to fight it all along the way, and I end up you having to pay the piper all across the board with this. We'll be back with our triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillia along with Charlie Long. Now Steve Geller joins us. And Steve, before I throw it to you for triple option, tell us how well the Yankees have been playing lately.
Woof. Oh, man, it has not been pretty, Mike.
Woof.
The kind of meme that objects in the rearview mirror are closer than they may appear? That's the Toronto Blue Jays right now in the AL.
Yeah, they're tied with the Yankees right now.
They came out of nowhere, man. Like, that was a team that got off to kind of a slowish start, but they've been hot recently, and they're playing the Yankees. Steve, you got to pick up a big W here.
I didn't think it would be the Blue Jays that they'd be battling in the AL East.
Yeah, I know that the Red Sox have been dealing with some injuries, and then the Rafi Devers trade kind of midseason was pretty random, but, you know, the AL East is going to be interesting to follow down the stretch for sure.
Come on, Charlie. Somebody just text me. Tell Charlie get over it. The Dodgers will win it again.
Oh, boo. Yeah, boo indeed. You know, we were joking off there about this because Cullen sent us a video, Steve and I, in our group chat, of, oh, Kershaw's 3,000th career strikeout. Congratulations to Clayton Kershaw. I hold no personal ill will against
him. God bless him.
But every time I think of Clayton Kershaw, as an Astros fan, there's one pitch that comes to mind. And that is game five of the 2017 World Series.
Boom.
Yuli Gurriel. Oh. Gurriel has tied it! I was in my dorm room in college, guys, at UL, and I was going so nuts that my next door neighbor came and knocked on my door and told us to keep it down because it was like a Wednesday night.
I'm fixing to call the cops.
I'll never forget it, though. That was the
get the poo-poo out
Astros
of you, man.
First championship in franchise history. They can never take that away from me.
Steve, you go first.
Well, guys, what better way to celebrate the 4th of July in America than with an SEC network takeover by LSU? The action starts actually 11 p.m. this evening. Game number one they're going to be showing is the football team taking on South Carolina. And, man, what a game that was to relive.
That was something.
Unfortunately, the game after it, which I'd be interested in, comes on 2 a.m., is the men's basketball squad taking on Oklahoma. And you get to see a little bit of the Pelicans draft pick in fears. But because that's at 2 a.m., I'm going to have to TiVo that or DVR it to stay tuned and watch that one. But after that, 4 a.m., you got the women's basketball team taking on Stanford. 6 a.m., I'll probably be up for that one. LSU baseball taking on Arkansas in the College World Series. And, man, oh, man.
Is that the final game?
That is the final game.
Oh, I didn't get to see that whole game because it was the same night as the Bayou Region Hall of Fame. Right. I heard it. Yeah. I heard Chris Blair on WWL call it, but I didn't get to see the entire game. No, I'll be up for 6 to watch that.
Guys, yeah, what a wild ending for that one.
I was in Austin, Texas for that one, and me and my buddies right, were in the hotel room, and we were watching the game, and as soon as it entered the ninth inning, because Arkansas held the lead, I'm just like, Arkansas has had history of these kind of choke performances in Omaha, and then all of a sudden, the next 30 minutes, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong for that Arkansas program, and they fell short once again in Omaha, guys. And
then, Steve, I told you the story as we leaving, you know, and everybody's trying to get out of the parking lot at the same time. And so that's when the outfielder for Arkansas misjudged the ball. I mean, it was hitting right at him. He's trying to make a play, and he sort of slips a little bit. I mean, you heard every break squeal. And then the horns start blowing, you know, once you heard Blair's call of it, and they've tied the game in. You know, so I'm just thinking, you know, if you were living near, you know, where the venue were like, man, what the hell's going on over here with all this? No, now you might have been watching the game, so you understood. But, yeah, it was just a moment that kind of stays with you to hear everybody's reaction to Chris Blair's call that night of when it did happen.
When he will Lloyd, the Golden Spikes winner, doesn't go for the double play. He goes for the
lead runner. I was just scratching my head. I thought the game was over.
The best shortstop in college baseball that year. I'm like, what are you doing? And then Jared Jones comes through in the clutch as he had for many times in his final.
Yeah, so a great way to wake up tomorrow morning watching that one. 9 a.m., you got women's basketball taking on Tennessee. Another good one for me I like to tune in, 11 a.m., the LSU football team taking on Ole Miss. You know, we see Jackson Dart taking on Nussmeier, and what a comeback win for the Tigers, getting it done in overtime there. The softball team is in action after that at 2 p.m., taking on Texas. Another men's basketball game against Arkansas, 4 p.m., 6 o'clock at night will be the SEC Gymnastics Championship, and then 8 o'clock to cap off the SEC Network LSU Takeover, the LSU baseball team's championship game against Coastal Carolina.
Nice.
So quite a 4th of July for LSU fans if you want to tune in to the SEC Network.
But as a break for the hot dog eating, come on, guys. I know I'll watch it. I don't know if you guys do, but, man, because, you know, the 1 year Chestnut, he got banned. He was involved.
Yeah, he's back now.
But he's back in the saddle. Man, that, come on. People's like, oh, that's disgusting to watch. Well, what the hell are you doing watching it then? And it was like, it's almost like intrigue. I got to see it, though, but I watch it every year.
I'm with you, Mike. There's almost there is a part of that that you're like, oh, my God, this is so gross and rough to watch, but I can't look away either.
Yeah, exactly. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with a report from Jake Fisher, a national NBA reporter. And, guys, quote, I'm not expecting a Herb Jones trade, one of the best contracts in the
Woo-hoo.
League. New Orleans
Good.
Knows that. As much as New Orleans has done some funky things, quote, I don't think they're moving Herb Jones anytime soon. And for Pelican fans, that should be just ringing the bell. Everybody should be very, very excited that they're committing to Herb Jones long term, even in this roster overhaul that Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver are going through with, you know, the bench players mostly. They understand the value of Herb Jones. They understand the value of that contract that he's on as well. And they will not be moving on from Herb Jones reportedly via Jake Fisher, national NBA reporter. Guys, when we were talking with Nick Friedell about last night, their pursuit of Jonathan Kuminga, right? He had mentioned that it would probably cost Herb Jones and maybe some draft capital on top of that to
no
go
way.
Bring in someone like Kuminga.
And then you got to pay him.
And then you have to pay him. And if his representation wants a max deal, it's just not going to happen. There's no universe where that would make sense for the Pelicans. And from what I kind of read, they were trying to do something maybe to bring in Kuminga without having to give up either one of Herb Jones or Trey Murphy, which would have been pretty fascinating. But at the same time, how does the financial stuff work out with
exactly.
that? Because what are you going to be paying Kuminga if you bring him in? If you can convince him to take something smaller and still give, you know, maybe...
As Mike would say, good ruck.
Yeah.
Good ruck, and I ain't doing it.
No, that's just... That's step
I ain't
one.
Do Mars, but I ain't doing it.
Give, you still have to give Golden State some assets to get the trade done in the first place. So it's a really complex situation with Jonathan Kuminga. And with the fact that, once again, Jake Fisher reporting that the Pelicans are unwilling to move on from Herb Jones and view him as a core kind of building block of this roster, I kind of think that the Pelicans are out on Jonathan Kuminga. We'll see if I'm wrong.
Because there are a couple other teams that have sniffed around there, right. But what a Pels. Every story you read or you hear about or you do a show with, they bring up the Pels in there. I just hope that that doesn't happen. I'll be honest with you. I don't see him as a standout player. I really don't. I think he, you know, if Kerr couldn't get the best out of him, what makes you think he's going to come here and be a great player?
The dreaded P word, Mike D. It's potential.
Potential.
Kid's got plenty of talent.
Pass on that.
He's got potential, but the production hasn't matched. And in the 4 years in the NBA, he has not exploded onto the scene. And I played it in the Sports Flash, and Friedell is right. If the Pelicans were going to make that move for Kuminga and sign him long term, you would be banking that he would be doing something that he has not done yet in the NBA. So I'm glad that they're probably distancing themselves away from making that type of move.
Yeah, the P that bothers me with that one, guys, is definitely price tag.
I'm
a big hard pass. Another P.
That's the other P word.
Right.
Price. All right, guys, that's it for our triple option feature, and we'll be back to finish it off here in our number two right after this break. That finishes up for us here on our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia on with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Charlie and Steve have two more hours. They'll be talking about the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest. Also, NBA right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.